You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 10th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, it was a beautiful Tuesday in Lakes area and a very busy one on the local athletic front. And we have a lot to cover as we get into it here on this Wednesday podcast. And we'll start with golf because the Otter Girls golf team opened up their season in Willmar at the Eagle Creek Golf Course. And Annika Jerkus earned medalist honors with a round of 77, taking the top individual honors. Of course, Annika was at the state meet last year along with teammate Annie Mayer. And Dawson Boyd won the team title with a score of 372. Sartell was second at 379. And the Otters wound up with a total of 408. That put them in sixth place on the day. Other Otter scores, Olivia Juergens and Shay Katzenmeyer finished in a tie for 30th place with rounds of 107. Ellie Berggren took 49th with a 117. Hannah Bai contributed a 121. And Ava Thompson turned in a score of 122. I asked Coach Ben Juergens how he felt about the first day of competition after having not been able to get outdoors to practice.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get in April. You know, sometimes we have 3-4 feet of snow, and other times it's beautiful like it was yesterday. But, I don't know how much you're ready for that first meet when you haven't been outside yet. But I thought overall the girls, you know, were able to gain experience yesterday. Annika Jerkus came out, and you could tell that she's been working on her game throughout the winter time, and posted a very solid 77 for us and was medalist at the tournament, so that was exciting. The five other girls were able to gain a lot of experience, I thought, yesterday. Willmar's a great golf course for both boys and girls to play. It's just kind of a shot maker's golf course, so I think personally, just ripping off the Band-Aid, kind of like Coach Hovland said, and going out and playing a meet probably was the best idea.
That's Fergus Falls girls golf coach Ben Juergens. So just good to have the golf season rolling and, well, the spring sports season overall, getting things going here with a busy schedule this week. And Ben Juergens, of course, the head coach of the Otter girls golf team, and he has some high expectations for his top players, with Annika Jerkus and Annie Mayer expected to do extremely well once again this season. So we'll keep you posted throughout the year on how the Otter golfers are doing, and they'll be busy now that we're into it. It comes fast. And of course, the Otter track and field teams have been going now 4 meets already, and we're not even at mid-April, but 4 meets have been held by the Fergus Falls Otter track and field team, 2 of them at home, and they haven't had home meet for a few years. So the weather has cooperated, things have gone well, and some good early season performances, and that continued yesterday as well. Morehead boys won the team title at the Otter Invite with 164 points, followed by Detroit Lakes, Ricori, Willmar. The Otters were 5th, and then Bemidji in 6th place. And Willmar was the girls' team champion with 117 points. Detroit Lakes a close second with 115. Then Ricori, Morehead, the Otters in 5th place, and Bemidji. Individual results for the Otters, the top finishers on the boys' side. Shane Zierden had a good day. He was 2nd in the triple jump, 5th in the long jump, and 8th in the pole vault. And Jack Weldy finished with a 8th place finish in the long jump and also was sixth in the high jump for the Otters. Darius Lockett had a fourth place in the triple jump, and Andrew Muckow finished in seventh place in the triple jump. Other top performances came in the 300 hurdles from Alex Burrows. He took second place there. Jaden Miller was second in the 1600 and fourth in the 3200-meter run. And the Otters had third place finishes in the 4x4 and 4x8 relay competition. Leighton Drouillard was fourth in the discus. And Tommy Erickson took fourth, and Jaden Hikas fifth in the 400-meter dash. Matthew Toole was fifth in the 800-meter run. On the girls' side, Violet McCann was an individual champion. She won the 400-meter dash. The Otters also had the winning 4x800-meter relay team of Este Versteeg, Cassie Wellman, Olivia Swanson, and Violet McCann. The team of Carson Lill, Naomi Doomer, Alexis Wellman, and Allie Bradenburg finished in third place in that 4x8. The Otters were also second in the 4x4 and the 4x1, and fourth in the 4x2, so a strong relay day for the Otters. Maya Fear had a couple of third-place finishes in the long jump and the triple jump. Ella Starzl was runner-up in the long jump, and the Otters had good performances in the distance races. Sarah Grotberg was third in the 3200, fourth in the 1600. Cassie Wellman was third in the 1600. And the Otters got a fourth-place finish from Rachel DeBrito in the 100-meter dash, and Alexis Wellman was sixth in the 800-meter run. And that's kind of the highlights of that meet. We'll take a look at more track results in just a moment, but before we do that, just want to tell you about Pemberton Law Firm, of course, one of our sponsors of our daily podcast here. And the Pemberton Law Firm carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. You can visit them at their offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and always available online at pemlaw.com. Well, Lake Area Docks and Lifts is another of our podcast sponsors, and they offer premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the Barnesville Early Bird Track and Field Meet was held yesterday, and Perham won both the boys and the girls competition. Individual accomplishments that were highlighting the day on the boys' side. Tyrus Kudron from Perham won the 100 and the 200-meter dash events. Gabe Swedenberg of Hillcrest Lutheran Academy was the champion in the 400 and the runner-up in the 200. Good day for Gabe. Charlie Larson of Pelican Rapids, the 800-meter run champion. Grant Nelson from Wadena Deer Creek was the runner-up in that event and the champion in the 1600-meter run. Breckenridge distance runner Troy Burnt won the 3200, and the 110-meter hurdles and 300-meter hurdles were won by Matthew Danielson from Rothsay. Also, the relay events, Frazee Hornets won the 4x200 with Carter Sonnenberg, Brady Crabtree, Alex Helmers, and Nathan Longforce. And the 4x4 was won by Pelican Rapids. That's Ethan Eisenman, Anthony Checo de Souza, Grady Larson, and Charlie Larson. And the Vikings team of Brody Severson, Irvin Villa Gomez, Ethan Eisenman, and Charlie Larson came through as the number one team in the 4x8. Justin Jacobson of Pelican Rapids was the shot put champion. Carter Sonnenberg of Frazee won the high jump. Brady Crabtree of Frazee took first place in the pole vault and also in the triple jump. And for the girls, the top highlights, Megan Guler had a good day for the Pelican Rapids girls as she won both the 100 and the 200-meter dash events. And in the 400-meter dash, it was Kaya Fiskness from Hillcrest Lutheran Academy taking first place. And Lindsay Rotz of Barnesville won the 800 and the 1600. And the Comets' Katie Holstner won the 3,200-meter run. In the hurdles, Isabella Fallingstead and Ava Fallingstead from Barnesville finished 1-2. And that was in the 100-meter hurdles. And in the 300-meter hurdles, Haley Selly was the champion. Purim won the 4x1 relay, the 4x2 relay, and the 4x4 relay. And the Hillcrest 4x800 relay team finished in first place, while their 4x4 team was second, but they set a school record in that event with a time of 4:20.9, and that's Ruby Peterson, Emmy Berge, Elsa Retzloff, and Kaya Fiskness. In the shot put in the discus, Ellie Welch of Pelican Rapids finished in first place, and Gracie Morris of Purim won the pole vault. Kennedy Pilgrim of Purim was the long jump and triple jump champion. So those are your highlights from the Early Bird Track and Field Invitational hosted by Barnesville yesterday. Now, there was also some baseball and softball yesterday. And on the softball scoreboard, the Otters opened on the road at Sauk Rapids Rice, and they picked up an extra inning win. They won in eight innings by a score of 9-5. Ryland Krein drove in three runs. Carlana Zita had two runs batted in. And Bella Abrahams also knocked in a run. All three of them had a double in the game. Ryland Krein struck out nine and issued only two walks in that game. West Central area defeated Brandon Evansville in a five-inning contest by a score of 11-1, winning by the 10-run rule. Addison Staples and Maya Fosline each drove in two runs to lead West Central area to the victory. And in baseball yesterday, Gavin Pausch and Lane Dilley combined on a four-hit shutout as the Otter Tail Central Bulldogs opened their season with a 1-0 win over Bertha Hewitt Verndale. OTC scored the only run of the game in the second inning on a fielder's choice ground out off the bat of Eric Fick that brought home Lane Dilley with the only run of the game. I did talk with Ryan Hendrickson about his team's performance, and we talked about the combined four-hit shutout by Gavin Pausch and Lane Dilley and how well they pitched.
We've leaned on Gavin Pausch and Lane Dilley for the last couple of years, and they just give us such an outstanding performance every time. They're just so dependable, and they keep our defense in the game by just throwing strikes. You know, Gavin went six full innings and under 70 pitches, so that really helps out your defense, knowing that the ball might come to them every single time. You know, they don't get bored. They keep the communication going, and they're just always ready for the ball, heads in the game, and always ready for the ball. Lane Dilley comes in, closes her down, and I don't know, under 10 pitches or so, he saw the minimum of three, struck out two, and we got to go celebrate after that.
No walks issued by the starting pitcher and the relief pitcher. No errors committed in the field. And Coach Hendrickson, that's a great way to start the season.
Yeah, isn't that outstanding for game number one to go walk-free, error-free baseball and keep it simple. You know, that's we preach that a lot. To keep the game as simple as you can. It helps keep your mind clear. And we're not blessed with great indoor facilities. We got about one basketball court to get a lot of guys reps, and give a lot of props to the guys to take those reps at game speed and know that those might be the only reps you get before game number one. We were lucky enough to get outside yesterday, but other than that, it was maybe one other practice outside. So to take all those reps indoors at game speed and to show it on the field was outstanding.
What kind of expectations do you have after the success you had last spring and the successful summer season of baseball you had? What are your expectations for this spring?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And you hit it on the nose right there. We take a lot of pride in our summer ball and giving the guys as much experience as we can. So my expectations are pretty high for the guys.
Ryan Hendrickson, the head coach of the Otter Tail Central baseball team. The Minnesota Timberwolves have a huge game tonight. They play the Denver Nuggets on the road. They are tied with Denver for first place in the Western Conference. There are just three games remaining. Number one seed is what they're after, and tonight's winner will be in the driver's seat for sure. Last night, the Wolves survived an early scare. They were down 21 to one of the worst teams in the league, the Washington Wizards. But Anthony Edwards went crazy. He scored 30 second-half points and wound up with 51 points in the game as the Wolves won 130 to 121. Minnesota's playing very well. They have clinched a top three seed in the West. They improved to 12-5 without their all-star, Karl-Anthony Towns, but got good news on that front yesterday. Towns may be back in the lineup as early as Friday. The Wolves and the Nuggets tonight in a huge game. In Denver last night, the Colorado Avalanche put an end to the Minnesota Wild's hopes of getting into the playoffs. Avalanche beat them for a fourth straight time, winning 5-2. And the Wild will not be going to the postseason this year. They're down to their final four games. They'll play at Vegas on Friday night. And the Twins need to figure out how to get their bats going. They struck out 14 times against Tyler Glasnow yesterday and got beat 6-3. Now, they did hit three solo homers in the late innings off the bullpen, but got nothing going at all through the first seven. And their bats just have been ridiculously bad. So hopefully they can turn that around. Chris Paddock is hoping so. He's the starter in today's series finale against the Dodgers. And that'll do it for our podcast. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a great Wednesday, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.